From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was killed Monday in a roadside attack by Houthi rebels. This comes after he ended a three-year alliance with them, battling the Saudi-led coalition. Yemeni President Abd Rabo Mansour Hadi here, speaking on Saudi television, sent his condolences to the nation and called on the people to rise up against the Houthi rebels. Houthi leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi said Saleh's death came on an exceptionally historic day, the day of the fall of what he called the treasonous conspiracy. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said Saleh's death is a setback for the Saudis, but a boon to the Houthis.
Now you have a situation where the Saudi-UAE duo is really not as comfortable and as acceptable in that region, even for those people who are against the Houthis. And at the same time, Houthis have become more powerful.
United Nations spokesperson Stephane Dujarric said fighting between Saleh's forces and the Houthis has impeded humanitarian efforts.
Our humanitarian colleagues are receiving desperate calls for help by trapped families, but are unable to reach those who have been injured, and there have been reports of even ambulances coming under attack.
The United States has called on all sides to engage in political negotiations. Human Rights Watch says security officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo recruited more than 200 exiled rebel fighters to suppress anti-government protests against President Joseph Kabila. Mr. Kabila was supposed to end his term at the end of December last year. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is telephoning several Middle East leaders today ahead of an expected announcement as early as Wednesday that the United States will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. A White House statement said Mr. Trump was speaking to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, and Jordan's King Abdullah in the morning and would be calling other regional leaders later in the day. Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Hussein Zumlot heads the PLO delegation in the United States.
The U.S. is delivering a lethal bullet to the heart of the two-state solution. That would be actually the kiss of death.
Israel's defense minister said Mr. Trump has a historic opportunity to rectify what he called an injustice. French President Emmanuel Macron has expressed his concerns about the move in a phone call to Mr. Trump. In the Honduras, it appears that President Juan Orlando Hernandez is headed for a narrow victory over challenger and longtime TV entertainer Salvador Nasrallah. This follows a long-delayed vote count from the November 26th election. Nasrallah, who was leading early in the early counting, has declared fraud. The delay has prompted often violent street protests. Dario Urraque, a Latin American analyst at Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut, said there is suspicion that the results are being tampered with.
The government in power has been trying to manipulate the process to generate results in their favor. I think a great difference now, though, however, is that large sectors of the population have rebelled against that.
A partial recount is underway. Police have reportedly refused to obey orders to enforce a curfew in place since Friday. Britain and the European Union failed Monday to reach an agreement on Brexit, Britain's departure from the EU, but both sides said that they expected to reach an agreement within days. Theresa May is the British Prime Minister.
And a lot of progress has been made, and on many of the issues there is a common understanding. And it's clear, crucially, that we want to move forward together.
Britain is supposed to exit the EU by March 2019. Among the sticking points, whether Northern Ireland would continue to have single market rules within the EU and the rights of Europeans living in Britain. And Russia's Justice Ministry on Tuesday designated 9 U.S. media outlets, including the Voice of America, as foreign agents. The ministry also listed Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, after warning last month they could be affected. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law in November empowering the government to designate media outlets receiving funding from abroad as foreign agents.
That's the latest world news from VOA.